Big money for you to win. The grand prize is $610. Check your pockets, look at your cash, and think KFRC. Anyone can win. Just pay attention, listen closely, and remember, this is the key. One can get you 610. One can get you 610. KFRC.
She was only 16, only 16, but I loved her so. But she was too young to fall in love, and I was too young to know. We'd laugh and we'd say our hearts glow, but she was too young to fall in love, and I was too young to know. So why did I give my heart so fast? It never will happen again. But I was a mere child of 16. I've aged a year since then.
The disbarred Dr. Hook at 641 and Dr. Dodd Rose. She was only 16. Actually, her New Year's resolution was to make love 365 times. I said, oh, fine, put me down for two.
Oh, Dr. Don.
Oh, and our DDR tip this morning, to stimulate your love life, hang a magnet over your bed and wear iron pajamas.
You better believe it.
Oh, is nothing sacred anymore? New X-rated movie coming out on North Beach today. Donald the Duck discovers he's not a duck.
Quack, quack.
610 weather, it's a little bit like Marvelous Mark's complexion, should begin to clear up later today. Sunshine and a high today.
Quack, quack.
Oh, there's that X-rated duck. High today 65 and a low tonight of 45. This morning, temperatures mild. Sacramento, the cool spot with 49 this morning. Concord, 50. It's 51 in San Rafael. And Oakland, 53 this morning in San Jose. 10 degrees Celsius, 51 in the city right now.
You get it better at the Warehouse. Top-selling new albums by Johnny Taylor, Paul McCartney and Wings, Marvin Gaye, and Santana. On sale right now at Warehouse stores everywhere. On Columbia Records, Johnny Taylor's bestseller, Eargasm, including the smash disco lady, just $3.88 for LP, $4.88 for tape.
You'd think that people would have had enough of silly love songs.
And on Capitol Records, the new release by Paul McCartney and Wings at the Speed of Sound, now just $3.88 for LP, $4.88 for tape. Where? At the Warehouse. Marvin Gaye's new album on Tamla titled I Want You. Now just $3.88 for LP, $4.88 for tape. Also pick up Santana's new bestseller on Columbia, Amigos. Just $3.88 for LP, $4.88 for tape. These big hits and more now on sale at The Warehouse, California's largest chain of record and tape stores. Whenever there's a record and tape that you want, there's a warehouse near you. The warehouse is everywhere.
Everybody sells CV units, but Hughes CV Center in San Leandro has a 24-hour repair service and is the warranty station for all brands like SBE, Cobra, Johnson. That's Kooky Hughes, if you pardon the expression. 987 Manor Boulevard, San Leandro. Dr. Don, laughing and scratching. 6:43 in the city this morning. 7th day of the strike.
You and the sunshine. You are the reason we are where we are today. We play it for you on KFRC.
Oh, what a night. Late December back in 63. What a very special time for me. As I remember.
Morning, 7th day of the craft worker strike now on, and we'll update here very, very shortly. Yeah, what a night. I have to dedicate that to the last time I was out with John McFlanagan. He drank a quart of Canadian Club and he never even staggered. He couldn't even move. Crashed into a tree, but it wasn't his fault. He honked his horn.
This was the greatest gift I could have found because my kids love bubblegum.
Sylvia Colotta of Hermitage, Tennessee made quite a hit with her kids when she discovered Trident Sugarless Bubblegum.
They were completely happy with this discovery because they could blow their bubbles and they taste like bubblegum.
And just as important, Sylvia, 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed recommend sugarless gum for their patients who chew gum.
The boy said, Mama, you're the best mom in the world because you've given us bubblegum again. And that's honest to goodness.
Trident Sugarless Bubblegum for families who care about their teeth.
If you you think you're not afraid of the dark, if you think you have a strong stomach, if you feel nothing can shock you, if you say you don't scare easily, if you believe you've seen everything, then the picture for you is They Came From Within. They Came From Within. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
And starts Wednesday, tomorrow at Warfield Theater, Ceremony 6 at El Rancho Drive-In and other theaters throughout the Bay Area. It's about this guy who meets his lady at a veterinarian's office. She was getting her final shots. Well, the Golden Gate Super Walk is picking up steam. I hope you'll join us for the Big Barts and Dimes Walkathon coming on May 1st. 44-11-900. We'll get you all the information and get you signed up and ready to do something really worthwhile.
I've just closed my eyes again. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train.
Dr. Don at 6:52, seventh day of the strike of the Craft Workers Union. Oh, yeah.
Well, they say it's the supervisors. There's two sides to the coin, possibly.
They say it's the supervisors that are causing the strike?
to get me in
they
trouble.
Didn't say that. I had a lump in my throat yesterday. Went out to Fitzpatrick Chevrolet. I'm traded off the old Buick station wagon.
Oh, you got rid of it.
Got rid of it. And I had really had kind of a lump in my throat. I thought, well, that car has taken us 64,000 miles. And
You kind of grown attached to it.
Yeah, I really did, but it had served its purpose, and the new one smells new and looks good. Bright, shiny chrome. Oh, there's nothing like the love affair a man has for a brand new car, you know?
Yeah. It'll be tough. That first scratch will be a tough one.
Oh, please. Oh, I don't even want to think
about it.
That's
the one I did do it when I pulled into the parking lot. The city strike, as we say now, on its seventh day, and union leaders here feel the hang-up is at City Hall.
This is the biggest farce, charade, that this personality's ever seen. Ever seen, as far as the negotiating process is concerned.
Sam Jensen of the Machinist Union, rumblings now among the union leaders in the city of the first steps toward a full-blown general strike. This is Paul Frederick, 610 News and Information at 652, city temperature 51, and the news from the school bus barn is not good.
We're having buses pull out of here sporadically. If the students wait at the stop and the bus doesn't show up on time, then the best of him to return to his home and have the parents take him to school.
Bill DeFonso at the school bus barn anticipating as many drivers will get through the picket line as did yesterday, but that was not very many. Some of the parents are organizing carpools now to get their kids to class. Coming up, some dark predictions.
You ask for it, you got it, Toyota. You ask for it, economy with style. Car that'll keep performing for you, mile after mile. You ask for it, power to pass, economy and value, plus quality and class. You ask for it, you got it, Toyota.
I don't want much, just a good-looking, dependable, low-priced car that'll really last.
You ask for it. You got it. The Toyota Corolla two-door sedan. Priced at a down-to-earth $2,789, based on manufacturer's suggested retail price, plus tax, license, transportation charges, emission, and optional equipment. The Corolla two-door sedan. The low-price Toyota that doesn't scrimp on quality.
Thanks, Toyota.
You betcha.
You ask for it, you got it, Toyota. You got it, Toyota.
The greatest disaster of all time. This is Mike Colgan. Two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling is warning that the greatest catastrophe in the history of the world could wipe out civilization in the next 25 or 50 years. Pauling says the end could come from a single or a series of catastrophes, including warfare, pollution, or tampering with the forces of nature. Pauling making those predictions at the opening session of the centennial meeting of the American Chemical Society in New York.
Those San Quentin cons on a hunger strike have sent the warden a list of demands, including better medical care, better food, more exercise, and improved access to the law library. The 43 death row residents are now in the sixth day of refusing meals. However, they're eating candy, cookies, and crackers they buy at the prison canteen. D.A. Joe Freitas saying he plans to file felony charges against 11,000 people who voted illegally in the December election.
We're going to initiate some right away. As you know, Fred Wissman has been working on this problem along with an investigator, and we will be filing some cases very shortly, but to get to the great bulk of them is going to take a lot of work.
Joe Freitas saying the penalty could be 5 years in the slammer and or $1,000 fine. The California Assembly yesterday approved a legislative package to ban the construction of nuclear power plants until a method's developed to recycle the radioactive waste. KFRC points out a free health screening day for you Saturday at Central High School in Pittsburgh. 610 News Time, 655. Kites. Three Bay Area companies recalling some 30,000 and aluminum-coated kites because their tails could pose a severe shock hazard if they touch power lines. Taxes. 29 different groups opposed to the B-1 bomber are asking people in the Bay Area to write their congressman and complain about the waste of money on that military project. Change. Barbara Walters confirming she's talking with ABC-TV about a possible spot as co-anchor with Harry Reasoner on the night news. Money. Now that Howard Hughes has died of a stroke, the big question is what happens to his vast fortune? Hughes has no known widow or children. Union, the California Teachers Association, predicting now it will soon win the right to become the exclusive bargaining agent for most public school teachers in the state. 610 Sports, the 49ers took a major step forward yesterday in their rebuilding program with the signing of former Stanford Heisman Trophy winner Jim Plunkett. And Jim says he can't wait to team up with his old buddy Gene Washington.
Played with Gene for a year at Stanford, and, you know, he's 7 years better than he was then, and I'm certainly looking forward to it.
To get the former Patriot quarterback, the 49ers had to give up Tom Owen at the quarterback spot, plus four draft choices. The Giants got dumped by the Dodgers 6-3 last night in Arizona. Pitcher John DeAquisto giving up all six runs, so it doesn't look like he'll make the team. The A's, meanwhile, were beating the Padres 7-4 as Billy Williams hit a three-run homer in the ninth inning. San Jose State looking for a new head football coach now this morning. Darryl Rogers quit yesterday to take over that top spot at Michigan State. Northern California weather coming up.
Union Oil and your neighborhood Union 76 dealer who sells the unleaded regular that can save you money. Union 76 regular presents another episode of Murph. Join us now at Murph's friendly 76 station as Murph is about to help a good customer pinch pennies.
Murph, Elmer, and I decided to save money and keep our 71 Ford another year.
Sounds like a good idea. I'll fill it up with unleaded Union 76 regular. It can help you save even more money.
Oh, how's that?
Because it's unleaded, it can help your spark plugs last up to twice as long. That can mean fewer tune-ups.
Oh, Elmer will be so pleased.
And it can help your muffler and tailpipe last up to 50% longer.
Oh, I can't wait to tell him.
So you see, Union 76 regular can be worth up to 2 cents a gallon in decreased maintenance costs.
Murph, fill it up with Union 76 regular.
That's the spirit.
Maybe it's time you put a gasoline with spirit on your side. The spirit of 76.
Once the rain tapers off, should be a pretty nice day. Look for highs to 65, lows to 45. Right now in Oakland, 51 degrees. Current city temperature, 10 Celsius. That's 51 degrees at KFRC AM and FM San Francisco. Repeating the hour's top story, strike continues, most school buses parked. This is Paul Frederick, 610 News and Information. More news in less than 23 minutes. Now, Dr. Don Rose does it for you.
For all of those that are out there this morning fighting morning traffic and dismayed by the whole thing, try our Yule Log cocktail. It's a little late for it, but two and you'll sleep like a log all the way in. In San Francisco, strike bound this morning.
But that's the least of our problems, right? Guy rushes into the psychiatrist's office. He's got a flower pot in his head. He's got a carrot stuck out of each ear and a piece of celery hanging out of his nose. He yells, "Doctor, I got to talk to you. It's about my brother."
Oh, that's funny.
Nothing surprises me anymore. Yesterday, I got an invitation to an orgy.
What?
At least the invitation said RSBVD.
Hotter than a bolt of lightning, faster than a speeding bullet. Shazam! It's Super Pizza. Super Round Table Pizza that's ready when you are. For fast service, to eat at the round table or to go. Why not telephone ahead and place your pizza order? Your pizza will be ready when you arrive. If you're pressed for time and you want to get right down to good eating, call ahead for your round table pizza.
Sitting round the table sharing. Round table pizza time.
Round table pizza. It's made to go around. KFRC.
Well, I'd like to take this suspicious moment to welcome the yellow cab drivers to the picket lines this morning.
You live your life in the songs you hear on the rock and roll radio. And when a young girl doesn't have any friends, that's a really nice place to go. Folks hoping you'd turn out cool, but they had to take you out of school. You're a little touch, you know, ain't you, baby? Lovers appear in your room each night and they whirl you across the floor. But they always seem to fade away when your daddy taps on your door.
And the music's so loud it spins him around till his soul has lost its way. He died. Except a crazy girl with a secret lover who keeps her satisfied. It's so nice to be insane. No one asks you to explain. Radio by your side, and your baby.
Baby at 7:06, and Dr. Don Rose. Lots of those Angie babies yesterday. I drove into the city last night to the Hyatt on Union Square for a meeting of the San Francisco Sales and Marketing Executives Association. And I'll tell you, you had your choice of girls. No transportation, and of course they're reduced to just standing and waiting for somebody to give them a ride home, right? One says, yoo-hoo, how far would I have to go to get to San Jose? I mean, any girl who wears a drip-dry nightgown can't be all bad.
It's put together to stay, together to keep on safe for you. Dotson Saves. Dotson Saves.
Hey, did you know the Dotson 710 two-door has more headroom than a Chevrolet Chevelle? Or that only five of many standard features on the 710 cost $296 extra on a Ford Granada. Visit your Dotson dealer right now during a special showdown in the showroom. And you'll find that 100 facts like these and a slide rule comparison of Dotson against its competitors. You'll find out Dotson shines in more ways than savings.
It's put together to stay, together to keep on saving for you. Dotson Saves.
Hi, I'm Christy. I'm a healthy kid, but there are a lot of kids with birth defects. They can't run and jump and play. But with your help, maybe we can change that. Who can walk with us on Saturday, May 1st? The KFRC Golden Gate Super Walk. Call 44-11-900.
The Golden Gate Super Walk.
This is Don St. John inviting you to join me with the 610 Jocks for the Golden Gate Super Walk from KFRC.
see love in the springtime. At 7:12 with Dr. Don Rose. Tell you what I mean, Francis, last night I dreamed I was dancing with this beautiful woman. I woke up and it was my wife hitting me on the feet with a broom handle.
You got a big mouth.
I'll be all right. I've been sick. You think I'm kidding? I went to the doctor the other day, and Doc Samuelson gave me an examination. He told me to throw out my chest. I said, I'm not through with it yet. He says, there's something wrong with your system. I said, you're crazy. I picked 5 winners last time I was out at the track.
You what?
Oh, never mind. 6:10 weather. And if you're on the way in today, it should be clearing up. And if you're hitchhiking, just hike up a little bit further, and you'll undoubtedly find a way. Sorry. Offended your sensibilities here. With a high of 65 today, low tonight 45. This morning, temperatures mild. Sacramento 49. Concord 50. Oakland and San Raquel 51. San Jose has 53. It's 10 Celsius, 51 in the city right now.
Hi, how are you?
It's me, Tom Campbell. You've been hearing me talk quite a bit with people coming into the comfort zone, Waterbed Warehouse. You've heard what they've had to say, but find out for yourself why more and more people are coming to the Comfort Zone Waterbed Warehouse. 17 The Limits at Fremont Boulevard, right next to General Motors. And wait till you see it. A complete Comfort Zone Waterbed. Now, this is not a twin or a double. This is the California King. This is not our lowest price bed, by the way. This bed is $128. Just one example. Complete, ready to go. How about that four-poster waterbed? King or queen, your choice of size, $188, the full price. But there's more. How about the complete six-piece Barker bedroom suite? You get the dresser, twin mirrors, two nightstands, king or queen-sized headboard, the entire ensemble, just $299 for a six-piece bedroom suite. That's what I mean about the Comfort Zone Waterbed Warehouse. And there's even more. Here's the Pioneer, king or queen for $199. And what about the Sunrise, a brand new bed for $299. What a collection. Come by and check it out. Matching bedroom furniture, decorator accessories, paintings. You should see it. 17th, the limits of Fremont Boulevard. Come by the Comfort Zone.
Hey, how about the Barker? No, never mind. This weekend, it's the Santa Rosa Custom Car and Speed Show. Every time Roscoe sees one of those cars, he sees that tire and it turns him on. Featuring a Playboy Playmate, Nancy Brandy. In concert, Stone Ground. That's this weekend. The Custom Car Show.
Deep inside.
Don Rose, right in the middle of the craft worker strike, day number 7. Makes you just want to check into a hotel downtown and stay here until the thing is all over. And let your love shine! And let your love flow. I remember during our honeymoon, my wife said the way I made love reminded her of a famous food product. I said, oh, you mean Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions? She says, no, Minute Rice. 7:18, but Dr. Don, maybe I better answer that. It might be the phone.
Good morning, Dr. Don.
Hello, who's this?
This is Luke Gerstad.
Not the same Luke Gerstad that was at the Sales and Marketing Executives Convention yesterday.
I'm afraid so.
All right, a professional mountain climber for how many years?
Well, at least 18.
18 years. Well, now, you grew up on a farm in Minnesota. How in the world did you ever find a mountain around there?
Yeah, well, my parents moved out to state of Washington when I was only about 13 years old, so I moved to Washington and started climbing out there.
Well, you know, Lou, in all seriousness, I was so impressed last night, especially to find out that you're one of just a handful of men that have climbed Mount Everest.
Well, there have been quite a few now, actually, because since 63 when we went up, every year since about 1969, there have been two expeditions a year. And Everest is right now booked up all the way through 1980, as a matter of fact.
Have they lost quite a few climbers, Mount Everest?
Yeah, quite a few, mostly Sherpas, the natives who help us carry high-altitude porters.
What makes a man climb a mountain? And please don't say it, because it's there.
A lot of answers. Running away from his creditors, or... I don't know. It's a lot of fun.
And
primarily people do it because they enjoy it. It's a different way of life.
And you just came back from India, right?
Yeah, about 3-4 days ago now.
Where you climbed a couple of slopes that had never been climbed before.
No, I was actually setting up another expedition for 1977. We're going to do another unclimbed peak, and we got another one coming up this May, and I was doing the final work on those. Last spring was when we did the other unclimbed peak that Mike was talking about last night.
Is it tough to do it with amateurs? Do you prefer seasoned climbers?
Well, that depends on what you're doing. I run a business in the outdoors, and we primarily take amateurs out, but we don't do very much of that high-altitude climbing with people who've never done any climbing before, obviously.
Right, I see.
Most of the stuff we do in the Himalayas is trekking in Nepal and going up to, well, you know, 16,000 feet or to Everest Base Camp, but you're still really on trails, and we have porters who carry all the loads, and everything is done for you. But once you get onto a mountain and you start the actual climbing, then you have to have people who are, you know, really pretty fit and pretty tough and who've done a fair amount of climbing themselves over the years.
Lute, one last question. If there's anyone listening that is interested in mountain climbing or some of your river tours, what do they do?
Well, they can contact me through the office in Portland. It's Lute Gerstad Adventures, P.O. Box 19527, Portland, Oregon, 97219.
That's all there is. And you know what? There's a man that has seen Mount Everest from the top side. It's got to be a fantastic experience. I'm into the outdoors myself. I remember one time I went bear hunting with a switch. Lucky for me, it was attached to a battery and 3 sticks of dynamite. Well, if you're into natural things, then naturally you want to go to the gift department at Macy's, because natural is in these days. Plastics are out, phony things are out. And the things that are in are the earth tones, the natural materials, like woods and stone and pottery, and the pet planters from Macy's, the gift department, planters made out of natural wood that look like animals. And if you've already bought some of their little plants that are on sale for $4 each, you can pick your own natural wood planter for it. 2.5 to 4 feet tall, they're really beautiful, and Macy's price is just $37. Plant stands with mirrors, chrome platter pots, and all of these things to give your house the 30s look, or maybe the 70s look with something in chrome. In fact, they've got the chromiest ones you've ever seen. I'm kidding. Macy's gift shops are great for people who like natural, casual living and entertaining. Cookware, they've got all of that, the ironstone dinnerware and earthy tones, a terrific selection of pewter serving pieces and flatware, and some of the flatware pieces have rustic glazed ceramic handles. But anyway, this is the week to stop in Macy's, in the gift department, at any of the stores around the Bay Area. Hot Banana with Rose and great Firestone values from Larry Barrett Tire. 9th and Howard, San Francisco. In Palo Alto at 3401 El Camino Real. Larry Barrett for your Firestone needs. Well, it's still going on. Craft workers strike. And those crafty guys from Yellow Cab showing their true colors this morning.
I will love you anyway, even if you cannot stay. I think you are the one for me. Here is where you ought to be. I just want to satisfy. Though you're not mine, I can't deny. Don't you hear me talking, baby? Love me now or I'll go crazy.
Well, we were talking to Luke Gerstad a few minutes ago, who is a fantastic mountain climber. And also, on this date in 1909, Robert Perry reached the North Pole. Bet you didn't realize that.
No.
Yes, I'm on.
Huh? I was trying to communicate, but I couldn't get through.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Good old Lou.
And Robert Perry reached the North Pole on this date in 1909. I've never been to the North Pole, but Duluth, Minnesota was cold enough for me. One time we were ice fishing, and it was so cold the candle froze. We couldn't blow it out.
Oh, no!
It was so cold the words came out of our mouths in pieces of ice. We had to fry them to see what we were talking about.
That's cold. That's cold. Now on its seventh day, that strike by craft union workers in the city threatening to mushroom into a full-blown general strike.
The sentiment here to get towards a complete unity of support for the building trades, for the kind of treatment that's going on is discussed in the form of a general strike, but general strikes have to be handled through the proper procedure.
That's Joe Mazzola of the Plumbers Union. This is Paul Frederick, 610 News and Information. At 726, city temperature 50. The airport's without heat right now. Pickets there trying to shut the terminal down. Very few school buses expected to make it through the picket lines this morning. The housing department saying that heat's off in some of the homes in North Beach. They may have to hand out electric blankets. The yellow cab's still off the street at City Hall. Mayor Moscone starting to feel the pressure.
I don't enjoy losing friends. I don't have that many of them. But unfortunately for me, at least, the responsibility as mayor may necessitate that, and that's what it is. That's the way it'll have to be.
Coming up, fire persons, maybe soon.
The great Los Hermanos wine controversy rages on at the Art Museum, where Los Hermanos premium wine is on display in half-gallon bottles.
You said this was an important showing, and I'm standing here looking at what is just a lot of wine in big jugs. Maurice, those are jugs.
Los Hermanos premium Zinfandel, Chenin Blanc, and Riesling in half-gallon bottles for $3.29. A fine buy, yes, but fine art?
Yes.
Museum director Maurice Lafitte.
Premium wine for $3.29 a fifth, that's nothing new. The importance here is that these are half-gallons. And if that's not an artistic breakthrough, what is it?
Those are jugs.
Do you think wine is art?
I have no idea. I'm not from around here.
In Rome, the author of How to Wine Friends and Influence People said this.
Isn't it a matter of taste? I think this wine should be displayed in the privacy of your own home. And as for taste, well, that's something you do in the privacy of your own mouth.
Creative people are buying Los Hermanos premium wine in a jug for $3.29. But is it art?
I have no idea. I'm not from around here.
Los Hermanos Vineyard, St. Helena, Napa Valley, California.
We may be getting some good-looking firefighters. This is Mike Colgan. 125 applicants showed up at City Hall yesterday to apply for the several hundred firefighting jobs that will soon be opening up. Five women were among those who passed an initial test to become hose jockeys. They still have a long way to go. They'll have to come back for a written test and face such physical challenges as carrying a ladder 25 feet, dragging a hose upstairs, and swinging an axe as many times as possible in a two-minute period.
29 different Bay Area groups all opposed to the B-1 bomber have pooled their efforts in a campaign to get people to write their congressman. The Defense Department wants to spend about $960 million tax dollars to build three B-1s, but the Bay Area opponents say it'd be a massive waste of taxpayers' money. The district attorney has decided to prosecute those who voted illegally in the city's election last December.
We have over 11,000 registrations, which show that persons use the San Francisco address, whereas their Department of Motor Vehicle information shows that they used an address for that purposes other than San Francisco.
Joe Freitas saying the penalty for voter fraud could be 5 years in the state pokey. Howard Hughes' body lies in a basement morgue in Houston this morning as the hassle begins to take shape over who will inherit his fortune valued at some $2 billion. KFRC announces the Golden Gate Super Walk. It'll be California's largest March of Dimes walkathon, and you can join us. Just call 44-11-900 now. 610 News Time, 729 Energy. The California Assembly votes to ban new atomic power plants here until methods of disposing and recycling the radioactive wastes have been developed. Freedom. Richard Speck, who killed 8 student nurses in Chicago in 1967, will become eligible for parole in September, according to the Illinois Department of Corrections. Movies. Actor Richard Thomas, better known as John Boy on The Waltons, broke his ankle yesterday while riding a motorcycle during filming of the movie 9:30:55. Health. People who grind their teeth at night may do so because of an allergy. According to a medical researcher in Miami, the grinding causes headaches and serious dental problems. 610 Sports, the 49ers finally got some leadership at the quarterback spot yesterday as they signed up former Stanford star Jim Plunkett to a 3-year contract. And in case you had any thoughts about the 49ers and them becoming a championship team now with the acquisition of Plunkett, here's head coach Monty Clark to dispel those ideas.
We're more than one or two players away from what we want to achieve together. And I think it would be undue pressure on Jim and everyone else if they expected that.
The 49ers had to give up Tom Owen plus 4 draft choices for Plunkett. Do you think the price was maybe too high, or was it a good trade? Let us know this morning on Dialogue at 981-NEWS. Doesn't look like John DeAquisto will be with the Giants when they open the season here on Friday. He gave up 6 runs last night in a 6-3 loss to the Dodgers. Northern California weather coming up.
I'm riding free, no thoughts of time. The place I'm going to makes no difference. I'm feeling good, the road is mine. I'm all wrapped up in the Starfire experience.
If you've been wanting to get a beautiful old Starfire into your life, then here's some pretty welcome news for you. Oldsmobile is offering you an incentive that's some kind of deal. If you buy a 76 old Starfire between now and April 30th, you can take your choice of an automatic transmission or a 5-speed transmission at no extra charge. Pick up on a good deal. Put something extra into your life. find out what the Starfire experience is all about.
I'm all wrapped up in the Starfire experience.
Remember, you can get either of these transmissions, manufacturer's suggested retail price $244, at no extra charge when you buy a 76 Starfire. See your Olds dealer now.
Supposed to clear up later today with highs to 65 and lows tonight to 45. Right now in Oakland, 50 degrees. Current city temperature, 10 Celsius, that's 50 degrees. Repeating the hour's top story, unions talk about general strike. This is Paul Frederick, 610 News and Information. More news in less than 23 minutes. Now, Dr. Don Rose does it for you.
Listen now, Paul, you be nice to us union members.
Of course.
I am one myself. I belong to the AFL.
The AFL?
The American Federation of Losers.
That's right.
7:33. Good morning.
Shake it up. Shake it down. Move it in. Move it in. Move it out. Move it in. Move it out. Move it in. This is cool. Shake it up.
Think of a polite way to describe her. Let's see. The best I can do is say she was a girl who hated to be stood up.
Oh, Dr. Don, you son of a...
Remember, even if you're under 5 feet tall, you can still have high blood pressure.
If you can't find your deal at DiGiulio, there's just no pleasing you. At DiGiulio, you'll find Pontiac, AMC, Jeep, GMC, with a fabulous selection of colors and models in cars and trucks. There's a snappy new AMC Gremlin in metallic lime fire. $29.88. Just $29.88 plus tax and license. Number A6E, 463E, 199-642. And that's just one example. How about a big, beautiful Pontiac Grand Prix? Many colors and options to choose from. Check DiGiulio's low, low price. Or a really classy-looking half-ton GMC pickup. Check out DiGiulio. They've got them. Naturally, these cars are subject to prior sale, but DiGiulio has over $2.5 million worth of cars, campers, trucks, RVs, four-wheel drive, Jeeps and vans, spread out over 7 acres. Financing's easy with your good credit. Take 17 the Nimitz to Thornton Avenue East, four blocks to Dusterbury. Turn right and you're there. Come on over today. DiGiulio. Remember the name. DiGiulio Pontiac AMC.
And remember, due to unprecedented demand for tickets... Well, I've got just a few days to get that whacked into shape before the baseball season starts. Bill Graham, KFRC, are proud to announce Day on the Green number 2, featuring the same fine artist plus UFO tickets available at Bass.
KFRC.
Well, how about welcome Jim Plunkett to the Bay Area? Listen, if it was good enough for him to go to school at Stanford, it's good enough for him to come back and play for us again. More about that later.
Hey, well.
Sweet Brown Eyed Girl and 740 with Dr. Don Rose. Actually, I could look into her eyes and tell whether. That's Roscoe, but we call him Handy because he's always doing odd jobs around here.
It's a great, great way, way to double, double your fun, fun. Choo, choo, double, double, good, good, double mint gum.
Have a great, great day, day with double mint gum. Have a great, great day, day with double mint gum.
Get you 610, a fairer, easier way to win big money. The grand prize is 610 easy dollars. Check your pockets, and when you look at your cash, think KFRC. Because One can get you 610.
One can get you
610. KFRC.
City. What's a fool? Or, you know your marriage is in trouble if you suggest that you and your wife go out on a double date and she asks who you plan to take. If the two of you are looking at your wedding picture and your husband asks you who's standing next to him in the white gown. If you and your wife move into separate bedrooms and his is in Omaha.
You what?
610 weather should begin to clear up today. Oh, fine. Hi today. Up to about 65 degrees, low tonight of 45, and for the seventh day of the strike, at least we'd be thankful that the Weather Bureau's not on strike. Think I spoke too quickly. This morning, temperatures are mild and just fine. Sacramento, 49, and we have Concord, 50. It's 51 this morning in Oakland, San Raquel, and 53 in San Jose. 10 Celsius, 51 in the city right now.
I'm here at the Golden Pom Pom in Las Vegas, Nevada, interviewing, may I have your name again, miss?
Boom Boom Schwartz.
Oh, yes, Miss Schwartz. Yeah. Now, you said you'd be willing to try our Kretschmer wheat germ cereal, correct?
Correct, but I gotta go on in 2 minutes, so you better hurry.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute, you said it was cereal. What's it doing in a jar?
Kretschmer wheat germ is the heart of the wheat. Keeping it in a jar helps keep it fresh.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, here you go.
Doesn't look much like cereal, you know. Looks more like sawdust, huh?
Well, why don't you just try it?
It's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes a little nutty.
Yeah.
It's crunchier than I thought it would be. I like it.
I thought you would.
It's a weird name for a cereal, though. Why do they call it Kretschmer?
Well, why do they call you Boombo?
I'm the drummer.
Kretschmer Wheat Germ, the world's most nutritious natural cereal, a product of International Multifoods.
See, I knew a girl like that once. She was so ugly, her best feature was bone marrow.
No, no!
All right, 747. On
KMRC. You know I love that organic cooking. I always ask for more. And they call me Mr. Natural. On down to the health food store. I only eat good sea salt. White sugar don't touch my lips. And my friends is always begging me to take them on macrobiotic trips. Yes, they are. All but night I take out my strong box that I keep under lock and key. And I take it off to my closet where nobody else can see. I open that door so slowly, take a peek up north and south. Then I pull out a Hostess Twinkie and I pop it in my mouth. Yeah, in the daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night I'm a junk food chunky. Good Lord, have pity on me. Well, at lunchtime you can always find me at the Whole Earth Vitamin Bar, just sucking on my plain white yogurt from a hand-thrown pottery jar. And sipping a little hand-pressed cider with a carrot stick for dessert. And wiping my face in a natural way on the sleeve of my peasant shirt. Oh, yeah. Ah, but when that clock strikes midnight and I'm all by myself, I work at Combination on my secret hideaway shelf. And I pull out some Fritos corn chips, Dr. Pepper, and an old moon pie. Then I sit back in glorious expectation of a genuine junk food high. Oh yeah, in the daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. Oh, but at night I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me. All right. My friends down at the commune, they think I'm pretty neat. Oh, I don't know nothing about arts and crafts, but I give them all something to eat. Oh, folks, but lately I have been spotted with a Big Mac on my breath. Stumbling into a Colonel Sanders with a face as white as death. I'm afraid someday they'll find me just stretched out on my bed with a handful of Pringles potato chips and a ding-dong by my head. In the daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me.
KFRC with Larry Gross, Dr. Dodd at 7:50. He's been a little crazy ever since the Tooth Fairy stole his pillow.
You better believe it.
Spent his childhood locked in a refrigerator in South Dakota.
That's right, Dr. Dodd.
Somebody asked him what was the best thing to go with white wine, and he said red wine.
Start the day out right with orange juice from Florida. Albertsons is featuring Janet Leigh frozen concentrated orange juice this week. Stock your freezer and start each day with sunshine. 100% pure orange juice from Florida. Featured now at Albertsons. Albertsons, your
supermarket. Honey, did you see where Firestone's got double-belted deluxe champion tires at just $25?
Well, as Ben Franklin said, a penny saved gathers no moss.
Whatever it was Ben Franklin really said, Firestone says double-belted deluxe champion tires are now as low as $25, plus $177 federal tax in size A7813 black walls. That's from $10 to $16 below February prices, depending on size. At Firestone stores and participating dealers now.
And this is the exciting grand opening week at Ceremony Old, 700 Ceremony Boulevard in Colma, just south of Daly City. Come on in. Receive orchards, and free service coupons. And then I smiled at you and got that old feeling. We got bucket. Also got a craft worker strike, and it's seventh big day. Kind of a hush all over the world. Hush. It's kind of a hush around here because the boss isn't in yet. The boss wasn't always in radio. He used to foreclose on rented wheelchairs.
One of these days, Rose.
And he still goes home to see his mother occasionally. Okay. They played gin for her social security check.
Pow! Right in the kisser.
Hey, I wonder if he's any relation to Charlie O.
Charlie O?
Finley.
Oh,
Finley.
Charlie O. Finley.
Yes, there was a picture in the sports section this morning of Reggie Jackson walking along kind of dejected, head down, an equipment bag in hand. Have they decided what's going to happen to Reggie?
I don't think Reggie's decided yet. He has to decide whether he wants to just sit out and not play for a year or do
That's
like
right.
they say.
The go next, play. Next move is his. But we did get Plunkett.
We did get Plunkett. The 49ers are off. And Muni's still down. The strike continues. It's not the best day to ride your bike to work anyway. The rain's still falling in the Bay Area. The union leaders claim they're getting some bad press.
We hate strikes. We're professionals. Now, all we have, we're dealing with one person in here that's acting back and forth to the Board of Supervisors. None of us has yet to talk to a Board of Supervisors. We don't even know if our true story's being transmitted to the Board of Supervisors.
This is Paul Frederick, 610 News and Information, brought to you by Pennzoil. City temperature 50. With school buses locked in the barn by pickets, some parents this morning are organizing carpools to get their kids to class. And if you should happen to call a yellow cab, you'll hear...
Thank you for calling yellow cab. Sorry for the inconvenience, but until further notice, yellow cab is closed.
That's because of a hassle between the cab company and its Teamster drivers. Coming up, kites are fun, most of the time. Few of us ever think about the hundreds of parts that keep today's automobile engines going, but you might want to know what's responsible for keeping those hundreds of parts moving freely. It's an almost invisible film of oil, and without it, your engine would be out of business. That'll give you some idea how important quality in a motor oil can be. And that brings us to Pennzoil. Pennzoil has been the quality motor oil for over 85 years. It's made from 100% pure Pennsylvania-grade crude oil, and it comes with its own additive, Z7. And Pennzoil exceeds all car manufacturers' requirements. Look, when the life of your engine hangs on a thin film of oil, don't just take any motor oil for granted. Ask for Pennzoil, because when your car is worth caring for, Pennzoil is worth asking for.
A high-flying hazard. This is Mike Colgan. Three San Francisco companies have announced recalls. No, not food or auto parts, but kites. 30,000 of them sold between 1973 and 75. The aluminum-coated kites are being called back now because their tails can pose a severe shock hazard if they happen to touch power lines. No injuries reported so far, but a couple of power blackouts have been linked to the kites.
Applications taken for city firefighter jobs here yesterday and sprinkled through that line of 125 candidates were five women who will test for the $17,000 a year job. One mystery solved, another yet to be. Howard Hughes was alive, at least until yesterday, when the billionaire recluse died of a stroke at age 70. Now the big question is, what happens to his fortune? No widow, no children are known of, but there reportedly is a will. Perry Lieber is Hughes' right-hand man, or was Hughes' right-hand man, running the vast Summa Corporation.
My own personal reflection is I've lost a very dear friend, probably the finest American that I've ever had the privilege to know. And it seems to me a shame indeed that the man had to die to let people know he lived.
A political doubleheader today, voters going to the polls in Wisconsin and New York. Scoop Jackson and Mo Udall hoping to take some of the wind out of Jimmy Carter's sails. 610 notes a benefit program of writers and works from four generations of Japanese Americans. Sunday at the YWCA at 1830 Sutter. 610 News Time, 757.
A KFRC editorial. Speaking, Pat Norman, General Manager.
On a recent trip by KFRC to Australia, some interesting things were learned about how our friends down under get the electorate out en masse to vote. First, for voter convenience, elections are held on Saturdays. But the real reason the Australian voter turnout is consistently in the 90 to 95% range is that voting is mandatory. Everyone must vote or be fined. So cash can be generated for future projects, even elections. KFRC thinks the Australian idea is a good idea. In this election year, we think this mandatory voting idea deserves consideration. Therefore, we're sending our proposal to our representatives in Sacramento and Washington. We'll let you know what develops. Meanwhile, we'd like to hear your ideas on mandatory voting. Call or write us. Give us your vote.
The preceding, a 610 editorial. Responsible opposing views will be considered.
Toll. Golden Gate Bridge directors to vote Friday on a proposal designed to delay a hike in tolls by selling pieces of old bridge span cable as souvenirs. Justice. Indian leader Dennis Banks has agreed to return to Portland, Oregon to face charges there of illegal weapons possession. Protest. Hunger-striking cons at San Quentin have given the warden a list of demands, which includes better food, medical care, and more exercise. Crime. The DA saying he will bring felony charges against those who voted illegally here in the city last December, possibly 11,000 of them. Money. Graduated payments based on the buyer's salary are proposed in a new kind of home loan unveiled here yesterday by the Bank of America. 610 Sports, Jim Plunkett has signed a three-year contract to quarterback the 49ers.
I'm eager to get started to learn what Monty has in store for us. Get the playbook, learn a little bit about the system, and go back to work and start to improve what I think Monty and myself feel is going to be a pretty good relationship and a pretty good 49er football team.
The 49ers paid dearly for Plunkett, the one-time Stanford All-American Heisman Trophy winner. Tom Owen, quarterback, will go along with four future draft choices. On KFRC Dialogue this morning, we'd like to hear your thoughts on the Plunkett deal. Will it be enough to make the 49ers Super Bowl caliber? Call us at 981-NEWS. The Warriors entertain Phoenix tonight at the arena. Coach Al Addles named NBA Coach of the Year, but he says he doesn't put much stock in those kind of awards. In baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Giants 6-3, while the A's outslugged the Padres 7-4. Today, the Giants meet the Angels, while the Dodgers and the A's collide. Northern California weather coming up.
What would you think if you could make your car look, ride, and perform better than ever before, and save money at the same time? This is John McFlanagan at Wholesale Distributors, and we've just taken on a new line of high-performance tires. We're introducing the Mach 60. Right now, you can buy the Mach 60 for the first time member at Wholesale Distributors, and you should see it. Wide, low profile, glass belted for long mileage with raised white letters, and the price, you know it, it's the lowest, just $24.95. That's right, 60 series tires as low as $24.95. Now that's plus tax, of course, but there's no extra charge on the mounting or the installation. And speaking of fantastic prices, how about first line dish mags or white spoke RV wheels? Both starting, that's right, just $24.95. For tires and wheels, it's got to be WD. That's Wholesale Distributors. And now for your convenience, we're open every day of the week, including Sunday. And with your good credit, financing is easy. At WD, you just can't lose.
It's supposed to clear up later today. Highs under partly sunny skies to 65, lows tonight to 45. Right now in Oakland, 50 degrees. Current city temperature, 10 Celsius. That's 50 degrees at KFRC AM and FM San Francisco. Repeating the hour's top story, unions talk about general strike. This is Paul Frederick, 610 News and Information. More news in less than 23 minutes. Now, Dr. Don Rose does it for you.
And by the way, the Dr. Don Rose Foundation for the Arts is proud to announce the funding of two new projects, The Myths of Fertility and The Dangers in the Surface Use of Mazola.
Oh, what a night. Late December back in 63. What a very special time for me. As I remember, what a night. Oh, what a night. You know, I didn't even know her name. But I was never gonna be the same. What a lady, what a night. Oh, I got a funny feeling when she walked in the room. As I recall, it ended far too soon. Oh, what a night. Hypnotizing, mesmerizing me. She was everything I dreamed she'd be. Sweet surrender, what a night.
Morning, 8:05, laughing and scratching with Dr. Donald D. Rose. One time I got smashed drinking champagne out of her slipper. I didn't realize how much a combat boot holds. Well, it's like we always say, hey, goes, hey, Hulk, nobody.
What?
Consider the ways of the cat. When you do something, cover it up.
Ouch! Oh, oh, I,
gee! Roscoe, you've really been on my case this morning. I took off my shoe and he ate it. But I fixed him. I ate one of his dog biscuits.
Ow!
The winds of controversy continue to bring a carnival atmosphere to the art museum. The attraction, Los Hermanos Premium California Wines in half-gallon bottles for $3.29. On display as works of art. The crowd, art lovers, wine lovers, the simply curious, and the simply outraged.
It really is outrageous. Yes, it is.
But the exhibit has already had a cultural impact.
You create what you call consumable art?
Yeah, I have this big canvas in front of me and these big bottles of Los Hermanos wine. And when I get the inspiration, I dip my brush into the Los Hermanos wine and then I suck on the brush.
That's it?
Yeah. Sucking on the brush. That's what I do.
Sir, what's your reaction to the wine display at the art museum?
Nothing shocks me anymore. I got a 16-year-old boy who wears high heels.
One fact emerges crystal clear. Los Hermanos has put premium Zinfandel, Chenin Blanc, and Riesling in half-gallon bottles for $3.29. But still unanswered is the age-old question, what is art?
Sucking on the brush.
Los Hermanos Vineyard, St. Helena, Napa Valley, California.
K-M-R-C.